Last month, the Port Huron Museum did something that hadn't been done in Port Huron in a long time, and that was they hosted a powwow. Andrew Kircher is here from the Port Huron Museum. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning.
A lot of people showed up for that.
Yeah, we had over 600 people. We were really excited.
Yeah, that's huge. That was probably more than you were expecting, wasn't it?
A lot more. We would have been happy with 50 people when we first started out. So.
600 is not bad. And so they got you thinking about other Native American things you could do, and you've got something coming up this weekend.
Yeah, so the museums have been working closely with the Blue Water Indigenous Alliance. They were one of the groups that really helped us plan the powwow. We got talking with them. We said this can be a lot more than just a one kind of event. And so we sat down, thought of some other ones. And right now we're going through a bit of a transition in our season. You know, our sites have dialed back to their fall hours, but we still have lots of kind of after hours activities, mm-hmm. special events. And the one we're working with is called Nish Night. So if you aren't in on the lingo, so Nish is kind of short for Anishinaabe, which is what the native people of the area here refer to themselves as, like the Ondawa, the Ojibwa, the Potawatomi. They're all Anishinaabe. So this is kind of a night to look at the upcoming equinox, right?
Right.
That's coming up this weekend. So it's on the 21st, and it's in the afternoon, 1 to 4 p.m., and it's going to be a pretty fun event with some activities and crafts, a little bit of hands-on activity. So you get to learn how to make a few of those crafts and some really cool native cooking.
Nice.
When we think about, you know, ethnic foods or things like that, people think about, oh, I'm going to get Italian or even German food or Japanese. Mm-hmm. Nobody thinks like Native American, but they have their own really cool cultural culinary tradition.
And interesting.
So we're going to be learning to make some of those foods, get to try some of it, things like corn soup, venison chili, smoked fish, wild rice, blueberries, strawberry juice. I mean, it all sounds pretty good to me.
So. Not bad at all. That's happening this Saturday?
Yes. So, yep, that's this Saturday. It's at the museum, and tickets are available. There's a couple ways you can go about that. You can check it out, the event, on the Port Huron Museum's Facebook page. Just type in Port Huron Museum. You'll see a whole host of our fall events. You can get tickets right there. You can go to our Eventbrite page. Again, just type that into your search engine of your choice, and mm-hmm. you'll find that Nish Night. Or stop by the Carnegie Center. The other sites, our satellite sites, the Lightship and the Depot, have gone back to the fall hours. So mm-hmm. we're still open on weekends. But the Carnegie Center is still open basically all week long. So you can stop in and get your tickets there.
All right. Very good. What else is coming up this fall? You got a few other events on the calendar.
We do. We've got some fun ticketed events coming up, one that's in about a month. Tickets are going fast, so it's good to get on this now. We've got the Motor City Ghost Hunters are coming in. So they're doing a paranormal investigation. This is always a popular event. People really like that. It's a nice fundraiser for the museum, so you can feel good about doing this kind of fun event and helping the museum out. We've got two of them this year. So they're investigating the lighthouse, which is the oldest structure in St. Clair County, all the way back to 1828. And they're also, for the very first time, investigating the Carnegie Center. So this was, of course, the old library in town that Andrew Carnegie paid $40,000 for in 1904.
Wow.
Doesn't sound like a lot today,
no,
but
no,
1904.
It doesn't.
Yeah. It's a grand building, and I'm interested to hear what they'll find. So those are going to be some really cool events. Again, those tickets on Facebook or on our Eventbrite. And we also have a free event coming up, a really cool lecture. This is on the 28th of September. It starts our fall maritime lecture series at the Lighthouse. This is going to be a really cool talk. It's by Robert McGreevy. He's an artist and a historian. And I guarantee you've seen some of his paintings. Mm-hmm. If you like marine paintings, or pictures of boats at all, you've seen them. They're everywhere. But he's going to be talking about Walk in the Water. So this is the first steamship on the Great Lakes. And we're kind of up to an anniversary. It was also the first steamship wreck on the Great Lakes. So he's going to talk about how divers have found that, a little bit of the history of the ship, how it worked. It's pretty cool. And
that
again, that's a free lecture. You know, if you want to throw us a little donation, we never say no.
But, of course.
That's going to be at the Lighthouse at the Fog Signal Station on the 28th. Of September at 1 o'clock.
Wonderful.
Starts the whole series.
Good stuff. You can go to the Port Huron Museum website for all the details, right?
Absolutely.
All
check
right.
there and check our Facebook page. We've always got some new things cooking for the fall.
All right. And Nish Night coming up on Saturday afternoon at the Port Huron Museum. Andrew, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.